News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
As we have been covering, though, all morning, outbreaks at four meat factories in the Midlands, about 300 confirmed cases from them so far. Three of those four factories not opening their doors to workers this morning. Greg Ennis is a SIPTU divisional organiser. Greg, there's going to be a meeting between yourselves, SIPTU, and Meat Industry Ireland today. What will you be saying? What do you want them to say?
Well, I'll be saying a number of things, and I'll be looking to hear things from them, because this would be, I suppose, somewhat a historic meeting, the first time that Meat Industry Ireland have met with trade unions. That I understand, and basically what I'll be saying is them that meat may be perishable, but workers are not. We've had 10% of the workforce in Ireland infected by COVID, and I'll be saying that the unbridled drive for turnover and profit must not be at the cost of workers' health and indeed others in the community. And while there's nothing wrong with reasonable profits in any industry, and we support that, there also must be reasonable terms and conditions for the workers who generate those profits. So what we'll be saying to Meat Industry Ireland is that, you know, we will have a protocol to put to them, or a SIPTU charter, as I call it. We will be looking for them to support our calls for repeat blanket testing of all workers in the Irish meat processing industry on a 14 to 21 day cycle. We will be looking at commonality of purpose from them, where COVID is suspected or is in fact in place. Workers must be removed from those work areas without loss of earnings. And we'll be looking for them to agree to commence a talks process with SIPTU, as the largest union who represents meat workers, to agree what we believe are reasonable terms and conditions. Because at the moment, we have a situation where 9 in 10 workers, for example, do not even have a sick pay scheme. And that is all contributing to the transmission of COVID, because workers are forced into work on the base that they have nothing else to rely upon.
Yeah, that sick pay, the second of the three items or issues that you mentioned there. Isn't that the kind of the glaring thing here, is that there's almost an incentive for people in the meat industry to come into work while sick?
Well, it's actually worse than that, because we have anecdotal evidence where people are being told to come to work or they may not have a job. So it's actually worse than that. But when you don't have sick pay and you're earning somewhere just above the minimum wage, it is very, very difficult, unless you're really sick, not to go into work, because you have nothing to fall back on. And like, there's a number of vectors in this, what we've been talking about since last April, since I first wrote to the then Minister Creed on April 3rd. We have looked for a farm to fork task force involving all stakeholders. We got no to that. We looked for mandatory temperature testing at that time. We got no to that. We made our submission with the help of ICTU and others to the Joint Oroctus Committee, but we are the COVID and Oroctus Committee, rather, but we were not invited into that. So, you know, we predicted this in mid-June. We're in public record, and a number of media outlets picked it up on June, that there would be a reoccurrence. And it's not that we have any divine knowledge. It's what happened in Germany. It's what happened in America. And unfortunately, meat industry, because of the nature of them, are a perfect vector for the transmission of COVID. Terms and conditions play into that. Proximity working, noise pollution, industrial air circulating system, spreading droplets. So it is the perfect storm. And we believe that this commonality of purpose that I mentioned should be seized upon by Meat Industry Ireland, and indeed the government, to bring about this much-needed task force that we've been calling for 6 months, because this situation now is slowly but surely spiralling out of control.
Is this an indictment of the state as well? Because it strikes me, Greg, that early on in this pandemic, one of the things that we kept hearing from Neffet and others was, look, we're kind of lucky here that the disease, the virus has reached other countries. We can see what happens first. And then we had these awful failures in nursing homes, which we should have seen coming. Are you the new version of that? We should have seen these coming. It happened in Germany, as you mentioned. Why didn't we do anything about it?
In mid-June, a number of media outlets interviewed me and picked up on the point that I made, that if there was a second wave, it would manifest itself in the meat industry. But unfortunately, as I said, you know, we were advised by the Oroctus Committee that they could not facilitate us at the hearings, ironically, because of social distancing. And people do not seem to be listening. And like, we should have seen this. You know, we've had blanket testing for HSE workers, and rightly so, but we should have it for meat industry workers as well, because this is a sector that, remember, has now over 10%. So 1,480 workers is the figure I have. Out of 14,500 have now contracted COVID. We've had one directly related fatality on the island of Ireland in the six counties. And when people say that they have done everything they have to fix this, well, it hasn't simply worked. So we need to have a new approach. And hopefully today's meeting with Meat Industry Ireland will be a step in the right direction.
All
to
right.
Protect our members, their families, and indeed the entire community.
Yeah, well, Greg, look, I had a look at it there. And on the 15th of May, we had Dennis Nocton on this show, the TD, talking about the fact that meat processing plants were going to be the source of the next cluster, as far back as that. Greg Ennis, SIPTU Divisional Organiser, thanks for your time.
Okay, well, Kildare is one of the three counties that's been really impacted by this over the past number of days, and the Sinn Féin TD for North Kildare is Riadh Cronin, who joins us on the programme. Riadh, I know this announcement came on Friday afternoon, and there's been a lot of discussion about how people in those three counties have been affected by all of this over the past number of days, but what's the mood like there this morning?
Good morning, Andrea. Yeah, the mood, you know, when this news broke on Friday evening, I have to say that people were just shocked. There was a feeling of shell shock in the small businesses here. We all know people whose small businesses, they're just hanging on by a thread. They can't absorb any more threat or loss. These businesses were just coming back up off their knees. You know, these small businesses, many of them family businesses. There was a man I was speaking to there the other day. He's very concerned about his employees. You know, many of them have mortgages. You know, these small businesses where there's that good relationship between employer and employee. You know, when it's their children's birthday. This man was almost in tears at the thought of having to let his people go and knowing that they're going to be in trouble with their mortgages. Well, I was talking to a woman last night who was... She was sobbing at the thought of how she feels that she's going to go to the wall. You know, the government's attitude, I was listening earlier on to Ciarán there, the government's attitude to COVID in Kildare really shows that they haven't learned a single lesson from the disaster in their nursing homes. We paid a heavy toll in Kildare nursing homes, and it seems that there has been no lessons learned.
Okay, can I just ask you...
This could have been avoided, Andrea.
Okay, I just want to, and that's something I know Greg Ennis talked about in that idea, the blanket testing a few moments ago. Hopefully there'll be more details following that meeting that's to take place later today. I just want to ask you very specifically, Riadh, about those businesses that you mentioned, because a lot of them that would have been, particularly in the tourist sector, that have been closed for the guts in nearly 4 months, they maybe only got reopened again 6 weeks ago, and they were probably relying on cross-county tourism from people who were going on staycations, maybe in Laois, Offaly and in Kildare now over the coming weeks. I'm looking at some of the papers this morning, and politicians locally now are looking for the businesses that have been hit by this, particularly in Kildare, Laois and Offaly, to get some kind of a renewed lockdown to receive emergency grant supports from the state. I presume that's something you'd agree with. What form do you think that should take?
Yes, I called for that on Friday night when I was speaking to the minister. I said we're going to need extra help in these three counties. And, you know, it's a bit of a shoulder shrug, really. And, you know, they said there would be help given to these small businesses to access the July, things in the July stimulus. And I really said, you know, that's really not good enough. Businesses in North Kildare feel like they're taking one for the team here, that they're taking this for Team Ireland, and they absolutely need the extra help.
Okay.
How is the cafe meant to make ends meet if they can only serve 15 people outside? These businesses were only getting back up and running, and they've been hit this blow again.
All right.
And they feel they've been sacrificed for the sake of big business, Andrea.
Okay. Yeah, and that's something I know we're expecting to get further details on this this announcement that's due later for small businesses, but we'll keep listeners posted. My thanks to you, Sinn Féin TD for North Kildare, Riadh Cronin, for joining us here on the programme this morning.